The first doctor tries to shine an ophthalmoscope in Ted's eyes, and Ted brushes it impatiently aside. He has access to mirrors and has seen the way his pupils sometimes expand and contract, is aware when it's happening, even when there's no mirror handy, by a kind of shuttering, stuttering effect in his vision, and it doesn't interest him, especially not now. What interests him now is that doc number two is fucking with him, and he doesn't know why. Write the number down this time, he invites. Write it down so you can't cheat. Doc number two blusters. Ted reiterates his challenge. Doc Sam produces a piece of paper and a pen, and the second doctor takes it. He is actually about to write a number when he reconsiders and tosses the pen on Sam's desk and says, "This is some kind of cheap street corner trick, Sam. If you can't see that, you're blind," and stalks away. Ted invites Dr. Sam to think of a relative, any relative, and a moment later tells the doctor he's thinking of his brother Guy, who died of appendicitis when Guy was 14. Ever since, their mother has called Guy Sam's guardian angel. This time, Dr. Sam looks as though he's been slapped. At last, he's afraid. Whether it's the odd in-and-out movement of Ted's pupils, or the matter-of-fact demonstration of telepathy with no dramatic forehead rubbing, no, "I'm getting a picture, wait," Dr. Sam is finally afraid. He stamps "rejected" on Ted's enlistment application with the big red stamp and tries to get rid of him. Next case, who wants to go to France and sniff the mustard gas? But Ted takes his arm in a grip, which is gentle but not in the least tentative. "Listen to me," says Ted Stevens Brodigan. "I am a genuine telepath. I've suspected it since I was 6 or 7 years old enough to know the word, and I've known it for sure since I was 16. I could be of great help in Army intelligence, and my substandard hearing and heart murmur wouldn't matter in such a post. As for the thing with my eyes..." He reaches into his breast pocket, produces a pair of sunglasses, and slips them on. "Ta-da!"